Joe said his performance the other night was average. What would you say to that?
I think he's probably mad at himself for the first throw. And he expects himself to make every throw, especially when guys are open like he was there. So if I had to guess, that's probably where that stemmed from.
What did you think of the offense the other night, first team?
Yeah, I was satisfied. I thought, you know, two drives, two touchdowns. Definitely some things to clean up. The last touchdown, you know, we have a free runner that we shouldn't have. And so we've talked through those things. And, but I thought the guys that we're going to trust to make plays made plays. And that was good to see.
A big focus in the last couple of years has been getting to second and short, third and short. Yeah. It seemed like you had a couple of those situations on Thursday night. Is that an encouraging sign?
Yeah. You know, our normal down plan is to stay in normal downs. You know, like that's every single team's plan. So we're not inventing anything with that mentality. But I thought we did a good job of staying on schedule, making sure that, you know, as many downs you can snap the football and have the entire availability of your call sheet there that the defense has to respect and defend, it gives you the best chance to have success. Once they can start eliminating things based on the situation that you put yourself in, now they have a little bit of an advantage. So that's obviously stay on schedule, you'll be in good shape.
Jamar seems to get better year over year. What's been the biggest thing you've maybe seen from him in camp so far as to how he's continued to grow?
I mean, it's hard, you know, obviously he's coming off a prolific season, one of the best in NFL history. How do you get better? He's been such a good communicator with me, with Zach, with Joe. I just really see the guy taking strides in his overall understanding of what we're trying to get done, how he is able to diagnose the defense, react in the moment, give us really good feedback after the fact, suggest things that might help him do his job. Hey, you know, when you line me up here, I'm getting this look. We got to make sure we're calling enough of this to keep the defense honest. Like, those are things that the steps he's taking as a veteran who's now played a lot of football and is the best in the world at what he does. It's fun to see. It's fun to be around.
How'd Lucas Patrick do?
In the game the other night or today?
In general.
Yeah, you know, I thought he played well in the game. There's a couple that he wants back. Obviously, there's a third down quick beat that has been a focus for us that we can't have. And there are a few other things that, you know, got a little leaky towards the end of the down. But, you know, Lucas plays with great urgency. He plays with great technique. He plays with great awareness. He's a leader. He's a pro. He's a competitor. And he's practiced really well for us. And I thought, you know, minus a couple plays the other night, I thought he played well.
How do you view swing tackle right now?
Swing tackle? Yeah, so we're in the process of sorting through some of that. I know Zach commented on that yesterday. And, you know, I know you've seen Cody out there. We moved Jalen in. That's really something that we had visions of doing earlier in camp. And we weren't able to, just given some injury constraints at the time. So we're still very much in the discovery process of what that room is going to end up looking like. Obviously, Cody filled that role for us last year and did a good job. You know, we were able to win a lot of football games with and score a lot of points with Cody playing out there. So he has value in that role. Is that ultimately going to end up his role? We have not decided that yet. We've worked Jalen there. Jalen played there in college. So we're going to mix and match and use every ounce of the last, whatever it is, 7 competitive practices and 2 games to make that decision.
Early returns on Dylan Fairchild. How do you think he did in the game the other night and just throughout camp?
Dylan played really well in the game. I was pleased. You know, he played physical. He was aggressive. He and OB had a good twist pass on the left side on a third down, I think it was. He was assignment sound and technically sound, and he played well, you know, but it's a 15 play sample. You know what I mean? Like, that's obviously, it was for the world to see. So you want your 15 plays to be good, and they were, but every day's got to be that, you know? And so he's still going through that process of how do I play to our standard all the time? And he's going to get there. We know he will. And he's got the right people around him to help him.
How would you describe Jermaine Burton's camp so far?
Jermaine, I thought, you know, he made a lot of plays early in camp. Jermaine's best when you can get him in a true one-on-one matchup down the sideline. He can track the ball in the air. He's got tremendous ball skills. Didn't have a lot of opportunity to show that the other night. You know, so again, the single word I keep coming back to with Jermaine is just consistency, right? You don't have a lot of opportunity the other night. How do we respond? How do we go about our day-to-day professional job, and you know, that's we'll just continue to be the emphasis for them.
Has Charlie Jones provided a reminder of the weapon that he can be?
Sure. I mean, Chuck's had his probably his best sustained period of play with us, and you know, he's, when the ball's going to him, he's making plays. You know, big catch on the first drive the other night, and, you know, to get us back into scoring range there. He can do a variety of things for us, and he's been around a long time. He understands the offense, so happy with what we're seeing from Chuck.
How do you see Noah Fant diversify the tight end position?
Yeah, I mean, Noah, obviously you guys see him. He's a big guy. He's explosive. He's fast. He's powerful. He's got big, powerful strides. And, you know, he can function as a blocker in 12 personnel in a number of different roles. He's kind of drinking from a fire hose right now a little bit, as you could imagine. You know, this is we're on the 600 level course of this Cincinnati Bengals Joe Burrow offense, and, you know, he's trying to take it all in, and he's doing a good job with that. He's putting in the work. You know, we obviously have a vision for how we're going to use him and how we're going to use his skill set, and you know, you guys will get a chance to see that soon enough.
How's the running game coming along, specifically Chase, you know, in his third year, and now Taj Brooks? What are you seeing from that?
I'm pleased with it. I really am. Again, we're rounding out the camp process of discovering who we're going to be in that phase. But I think we've gotten some really good returns on some of the different scheme emphasis stuff that we had in the offseason. You know, Chase Brown, I think, is doing an outstanding job. Taj has really showed up. He's got patience. He's got vision. He's got a really good pace to him, to the line of scrimmage, and then a shiftiness and a burst through traffic. So happy with the backs. I think by and large, we've done a good job up front. And, you know, we'll just continue to take in that. Every day of practice is some more evidence for invest more in this, invest less than this, vice versa. But I think it's moving in the right direction, and we just got to keep it going that way.
Just to follow up on that, obviously, you know, we know that with Joe and the receivers, the pass game is always going to be your bread and butter. But what do you think is, like, a fair way to evaluate the productivity of your run game, knowing that you're not a run-first offense, but when you look and you're trying to see if you guys are being efficient in what areas, yeah, like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some different measures. Efficiency being one of them. So, you know, how many times when we hand the ball off, does the result of that play keep us on schedule? So does a first and 10 handoff get us to a second and 5? Does a second and 6 handoff get us to a third and 2 or less or a conversion? What's our negative play rate? Are we maintaining our goal to be, you know, the best team in the league in terms of avoiding negative runs? And then, you know, how do we get an explosive player like Chase Brown enough opportunity in space to hit the home run when somebody's out of a gap? And so that's the balance. And sometimes you have to take on some risk schematically to create those situations. So our decision is, how much of that risk do we want to take on? How much of that opportunity can we create for him in the pass game where we don't maybe have to take on as much of the risk? And we just kind of go from there.
Kind of along those lines, I mean, you had some successful runs, and you have even last year with two tight ends, both your blocking, yeah, tight ends out there too.
Yeah.
How much does seeing that stuff make you want to invest in that more, and how challenging is it to put two of your blocking tight ends when they're so different than your more receiving guys out there?
Well, I think we did have success in 12. We did have success doing some of that stuff, and I want that to be part of who we are moving forward. Every week will be a mix and match. It's great when you have those things at your disposal. I see Noah Fant factoring into that. What does he do in that role? I can't tell you right now. We're gonna put him in position to do the best things that the skill set dictates. But yeah, I think 12 will be a world that we'll live in. How much? It'll vary, and we'll see.
You say you want to see consistency from Jermaine. What can he do during this period that he's out to remain consistent for you?
Yeah, I mean, when you're unable to practice, obviously that's frustrating. So I don't. You know, I just know he's day to day, so I don't know if he's going to be back out here tomorrow or when. But when you're not able to perform physically, that's only part of your job. So it's staying in the book, it's being engaged in meetings, it's, you know, doing all those things that we expect all of our guys to do.
Now, at least one day, you made a point of coming down early in practice and watching the offensive line drills. May have done that more than once, I don't know. What are you looking for, and is that something you are doing more than you have in the past?
Yeah, I've kind of made it a point, I think, to just make sure I'm walking around to every position drill a little bit more than I have in the past. Obviously, my natural inclination is to hang out with the quarterbacks. They don't need me to hang out with them. Brad's a hell of a coach, and they're experienced guys. They know what they're doing. So it's important for the rest of the unit to see me at their drills, and it's important for me to be at their drills to see how they're responding to coaching, listening to the points of emphasis that their coaches are giving them for the day. And we got great position coaches. I mean, it's a lot of fun. You go watch Troy run his drills. You watch James teach those guys. You watch Scott put his hands on those guys. Jay Hill, just really smart, motivated guys that coach the heck out of their players, and so I like to see them do it.
What are the intangibles Jake brings as a backup quarterback? Maybe the numbers weren't what he wanted them to be on Thursday night, but what does he bring to that position?
Yeah, I mean, his just full grasp of the offense, his numbers, whatever, they were what they were. His eyes were in the right place all the time. There's a couple plays he wants back. Obviously, we can't have a screen intercepted, but his eyes are in the right spot, that the ball was going to go to the place that the coverage dictated the ball should go to. And that's because he understands the offense. He knows what we're asking out of him. I know he wishes that the stat line was better, and he wishes that we're able to move down the field and score touchdowns. And I think we'll do that with him on Monday night. But full grasp of the offense, excellent. I mean, he's one of the best teammates I've ever been around. He'll be a phenomenal coach if he ever decides he wants to do it. He's really an important part of what we do here.
Cincinnati Bengals Talk brings you the latest from James Rapine and contributors at BengalsTalk.com. Check out Enter the Jungle Weekly with James and Andrew Fox Miller. You can rate and review this show wherever your podcasts are downloaded. And if you haven't already, check us out on YouTube, where you can get notified on the latest Bengals news and information. Read more at BengalsTalk.com.